When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you.
Any Major Dude is a great song of Steely Dan. I wish more folks recorded, more jazz folks recorded Steely Dan songs, like Alan Harris on the new album called Nobody's Gonna Love You Better. So saying face to face to you.
Hello.
Hip that you sang Any Major Dude. You're a major dude.
So are you. Thank you, Michael. Good to see you, brother.
That's from your last album, Nobody's Gonna Love You Better. Yep. It's a sequel to the previous album, Black Bar Jukebox.
Yeah.
So much of his last couple of records reflect your life, but now you're reflecting some other lives.
I sure am, brother.
Tell us about Cross That River.
Well, basically, I'm just empowering some people, you know, Americans who are long forgotten, whether you're immigrant, white or black, Mexican, Irish, come over, doesn't matter, Native Americans. It's a story that talks about a forgotten part of American history. It's been glossed over by films in the early part of the 20th century. It's about the cattle drives of 20 years after the Civil War. Basically, it was just the reconstruction of the East through livestock and hard work from the West. So I decided to write about it to just let people know that as a person of color, comes from that background, you know, slaves, Native Americans, whatever. There was something that we added to this country more than just being cooks and chauffeurs and porters and yes and ma'am and all that. We rode side by side with our white counterparts, bringing meat to the East via the West.
When you see the cowboy movies, you only see maybe a black cook at the chuck wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You never see a black cowboy except in the Herb Jeffries black cowboy movies,
yeah,
where everybody was black. But it's like a whole history that's forgotten, as is so much of history, I'm afraid.
That's right.
We look back on that. But you're doing this, and you follow one particular black cowboy?
I really did like Deadwood Dick. You know, I liked the bulldog guy, Will Pickett. You know, I just did his invitation. I just was invited to go to his rodeo. The Will Pickett rodeo was pretty interesting.
Because he was a champion rodeo.
Yes, he was.
And that still was the time when it was difficult for a black bronco buster to even,
oh my goodness,
you know, work.
Yeah, man. The race laws were in effect. A lot of them who were rode in the rodeos and rode in competition never won first place. You know, they were just giving a complimentary award. But a lot of them made their mark. You know, like I said, Will Pickett, he invented bulldogging. Jesse Stahl was one of the greatest bear bronc riders of all time. There was a lot of unsung heroes who are known to those who were ranchers in that. Even to this day, they know of them.
So these are now sung heroes in your show.
They are. Some of them are.
Cross That River is something you've worked on for years.
I remember.
And it's going to be playing at the theater of 59 East 59, and that's literally at 59 East 59th Street in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to open on November 30th and play through New Year's Eve. And it's Alan Harris and a company you have gathered.
Boy, I'm really happy. I have with me a few of them here. Shira Zettenen on drums, fabulous drummer. She's been with me for a while. She has her own thing, Sonic Wallpaper, wonderful. And Miki Hayama over here on piano. She's playing synthesizer and keyboards and Fender Rhodes. She's adding a lot of juice to it. And you were saying that, I did a song recently, a Steely Dan song.
Right.
And I have Carolyn Lee Hart on vocals from
Steely
Dan.
Oh, yes.
She's singing along with Maya Azucena and a young guy from Atlanta who came in second place in America's Got Talent, this young brother from Atlanta, sings like a bird. Remember, he sings, this song, he sings better than me. So it, during like the third week, if he disappears, you know what happened. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, you don't actually go out in the back alley and quick draw each other.
Well, I don't know what might happen. If he gets more applause than me, my ego might not take it. I don't know yet.
No, you can take it.
Okay.
You can take it.
All right, we'll
let's,
see,
let's, now, this, so, you're going to do a song that's actually on your newest album.
Mm-hmm. And,
Nobody's Going to Love You Better.
Mm-hmm.
This is the song. Now, Blue is the character.
Blue's the character. He's the protagonist. And that guy I tell you about, he's playing my young counterpart. He's playing my, when I'm on the plantation and just went out west. He escapes to go out west. Comes a cowboy. He plays my younger counterpart.
You know that you're old when you're an actor and there has to be a grown person playing your child.
I hate you, Michael.
I'm older, remember?
That's
remember,
right.
I'm older.
Yes,
you always will be. Here's Alan Harris, Blue is Angry.
As molasses, had hair like a buffalo, ran away from Louisiana, where he watches folks get sold. Blue was angry, ooh yeah, he was scared, so he stole the master's stud horse, rode into the west. There is freedom for the taking if your will is hard and strong. Breaking stock and mending fencing, rounding up those wild longhorns. Blue was angry, ooh yeah, he was scared, but he tried to settle down, Lord, and live like a man. Was brewing somewhere way back east. They say brothers fighting brother, gonna set those darkies free. Blue was angry, ooh yeah, he was scared, 'cause he knew those old slave owners would soon be coming here. I'm tired of being called a little nigger boy. I'm tired of being a slave on this plantation. If that boss man hits me with that whip one more time, I'm gonna knock him down to the ground. Oh, no, no, no. Tell me, what am I supposed to do? I send Mama Lila, tell me, what am I supposed to do? He said, boy, you better turn your nappy head around when I'm talking to you. You hear me? Yeah, you want uppity colored boy, aren't you? Now, them slave owners on the road at night, they're going to catch you, son. What am I supposed to do? He said, this is what you're going to do, boy. You're going to wait till the moon is full up in the sky. Go up on the stable way up high. You're gonna grab that big red stud horse. You know the one, master's prize horse. You're gonna climb up on his back, dig your heels in his side, and Blue, you're gonna ride, yeah. No, no, you're gonna ride. Tell me, boy, you better ride. You better ride, Blue. You better ride that river over yonder.
You better ride, Blue. Don't you never come back this plantation. You hear me, son? You better ride your freedom. Blue, you better ride. As molasses, had hair like a buffalo, ran away from Louisiana, where he watches folks get sold. Blue was angry, oh yeah, he was scared. Stole his master's stud horse, rode into the west.
Alan Harris at WBGO, on WBGO, Singers Unlimited. This is, and we're talking about Cross That River. It's a show with songs composed by Alan Harris and the book by Alan and Pat Harris, directed by Reg Life.
Mm-hmm. Reg Life, yeah.
And that's going to be at the 59 East 59th Street Theater. And literally, that's where it is, on 59th Street, 59 East 59, and opening on November 30th and playing through New Year's Eve. It's odd because I have mnemonic things with a lot of people that I've known, and when I see them, I instantly am flashed back to wherever this memory is, and my memory is sitting on those comfy chairs on Green Street.
Wow.
And that's in the 80s.
Hey.
So, yeah. And mm-hmm. How was this all in your head, all these cowboy songs?
Yeah, you know, I grew up and I was raised in Brooklyn, New York.
That's what I was going to ask.
You know, go figure. Brooklyn, New York. My father was born in Western Pennsylvania on a farm there. And he used to take me riding in Prospect Park and that. And at age 12, we moved to my grandfather's farm. Had horses in Western Pennsylvania, and there was men of color who worked there. And through them, I got to learn about the history of the African-American cowboys, because white and black, they ate the same food, you know, got the same pay, and they slept under the same stars. It was an equal thing for 20 years. And I grew up basically with the story of these peoples who come from there. And it's always been in my mind, because I'd come back to school here after summer break, after spending summers there, and tell them, yeah, I was riding horses with them. Yeah, right, the black cowboys. I said, no, they're a black cowboy. So I decided to venture into this a few years ago. I released a lot of pathos, you know, in my own gut. And it's just started to morph into this. People wanted to hear more songs, and Michael, you had me on a couple times on the show. Thank you very much. You know, and
talking about everything else, but in the meantime, you were always doing
right, always,
this.
Always slipping this in. You know that. And so here is the culmination of that. I'm at this theater, and I'm just really excited about it, man.
You saw, what is it, Mario Van Peebles did a black Western.
He did.
But the natural thing is you think for Hollywood is it's a melodrama. So there's, right, you know, black cowboys versus white racist villains.
And
the real story you're telling, it starts with anger, Blue being angry and escaping, right, being a slave.
Exactly.
Couldn't be more dramatic. But then it's really about finding a new, creating a new life.
It was, because like I said, right after the Civil War depleted millions and millions of cattle and that, and resources were gone because of carpetbaggers and that. And out west, there was over a million livestock out there, Mustangs and Longhorn. If you can get a Longhorn, which would cost you in Texas $2, if you can make that 90-day drive there up the Chisholm Trail to Abilene, Kansas, and get them on a train to Chicago, that same cow was worth $30 to $40. And everyone thought they could make it rich real quick, but 90-day drive through Indian Territory, Homestead, it was really rough. So a few people made their mark, but a lot of them didn't. So even though you could ride, and a lot of the Confederate boys especially rode, they would come out there and try to see what they can do on the Western frontier. But the stars of it were the African-American cowboys, because they learned their trade on the plantations. That's where the name comes from, cowboy. Cow, go, you know, boy, go get the cow, boy. And that's where the name comes from. And so there was a period there, 20 years, where if you were a cowboy and you called a white man a cowboy, he might shoot you. It was derogatory. It was like calling somebody a nigger, basically. So I decided to write about this because there was a time in our history where we were equal pay and everything, and it's been forgotten in history books.
Yeah, and you're playing for yourself. You're writing for yourself, not from what you've escaped from. Now, right. Now if somebody shoots at you, you can shoot back.
Yeah, but back then. Duck. Back then, yeah.
yeah. Cross That River is the show. And what's the river he's crossing?
He's crossing the Sabine River, which separates Louisiana from Texas, because his plantation that he was growing up on, McLaughlin, is in northwestern Louisiana. And he escapes, crosses the Sabine River into Texas, which is around the Fort Worth, Dallas area. And from there, he ventures out to the Brazos country near the Stakes Plains. And that's where his fictitious ranch, the Circle T, where he gets hired on that ranch.
Let's have it, the title song from Cross That River.
Mama said a white man be coming in that morning, gonna drag Big Daddy away. They sold him to the next farm, gonna breed him to the stock there. I guess that's where he's gonna stay. They took baby sister up to that big house, learn her to cook and mend their things. Sometimes in the late night, underneath their staircase, sister rocks herself to sleep. They say there's an old man, he'll take you across that river. Nobody knows his name. Sometimes around a full moon, better make it to that river and hide along the bank till he whispers your name. Cross that river. The dogs caught a runaway down on the South Fork. Mama said it's gonna be okay, but we just heard that man screaming till the early dawn. Now, Lord, it kept us all awake. They say there's a free place way across that river where those wild ponies run and play. One day I'm gonna get there if it takes me a lifetime. A lifetime of being a slave. They say there's an old man he'll take you across that river. Nobody knows his name. Sometimes around a full moon, better make it to that river
on the bed till he whispers your name across that river. They say there's a free place way across that river where those wild ponies run and play. One day I'm gonna get there if it takes me a lifetime. A lifetime of being a slave.
Cross That River. That's the title song from a new show.
It's a musical, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely. It's a book musical.
Mm-hmm.
You and Pat wrote the book, and you wrote the songs. Cross That River is a cowboy musical of Alan Harris, and you have with you Mickey Hayama. She's been with you for
for a while now.
Quite a few projects.
Yeah,
and sure as that Tennant is playing the cajon, and they're playing at 59 East 59th Street, the theater there, opening on November 30th and playing through New Year's Eve. We'll talk some more about.
Okay.
You are wearing cowboy boots.
I am. Yeah, I'm breaking them in. You know, the new boots I have now, I'm breaking them in a little bit. Trying to scuff them up. Look like the old black cowboy, you know. So they're kind of new, so I'm getting them scuffed up.
That's, again, what the show is about. It's about black cowboys in the West. And that so many people, even people who like Westerns, don't even realize we're out there.
Yeah.
And you ever go back and listen to Frankie Lane, because there's where Westerns, there's where cowboys and jazz came together.
Oh,
here was
man.
A jazz singer who liked singing cowboy songs.
I love this High Noon, Rawhide. It goes on and on. Oh, man.
Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles, yeah. Right, yeah. Oh. I love Frankie Lane.
Okay.
Don't forget me, oh, my darling.
That's right. anyway, he's a, tell us about the Mule Skinner.
Okay, Mule Skinner, he's a cookie. What a cookie is a chuck wagon driver. And he's the most important person next to the trail boss on the drive. He cooks the cowboy. He cooks for the cowboys. He mends them. You just don't mess with the cookie. He's up early. And one character is called Mule Skinner. And he's very discreet about who he is. Bitter. No one messes with him. But at night, underneath the chuck wagon, Blue hears him sobbing. And this story I'm about to do, the song I'm about to do, tells of his story. I don't want to give it away because the lyrics are very poignant and they explain it. And he's a mule skin. He wears a buffalo coat. Description in the play is, I do a whole narrative about him while the music is churning along. He wears a buffalo coat full of tobacco chaw. His hair is nappy. His beard has food in it from last week. And he cusses and he has four ornery mules. He's really a character in the play. And the song more or less describes who he is.
Okay.
It was a warm day in autumn. Our crops had done so well. She saddled up her little pinto and took a ride into those hills. I was out back working young stock when her pony galloped up. I said, oh God, please spare me. I found her body in the dust, and I remember springtime on the Brazos when she would lay with me, flowers in her hair. Whoa, I remember how she used to love me, but now I'm just a Mule Skinner, bring your wagon home. Mule Skinner,
Why you always roam? It was three men they told me. Saddle tramps running from the law. They caught her down by the creek bed and took their turns with her. I walked away from my homestead. I set fire to that empty house. I let the colts and all my mares loose. I've lost my mind, I have no doubt. And I remember springtime on the Brazos, when she would lay with me, flowers in her hair. Whoa, I remember how she used to love me, but now I'm just a mule skinner. Bring your wagon home, mule skinner. Why you always roam? There's no comfort on my wagon. I curse and crack the whip all day. I cook the grub and mend those cowboys. The trail boss doesn't know my name. So many trails and tears I've traveled. Chisholm, good night to Abilene. But when I close my eyes to sleep at night, her pretty face still haunts my dreams. And I remember springtime on the Brazos, when she would lay with me, flowers in her hair. Whoa, I remember how she used to love me, but now I'm just a mule skinner. Bring your wagon home, mule skinner. Why you always
Alan Harris is at and on, as I like to say.
Hey.
Singers Unlimited, WBGO, himself playing the guitar. We talked about that last time, that he finally...
I know, picked it back up, I know.
Yeah, you didn't want to do that for a long time.
Yeah, I was getting my vocal acumen together. You know, I was a few teachers of mine and some peers who are older than me. They said, you know, you play well and you sing, but if you ever learn how to not be so animated. And I said, well, you know, it's my nature. He said, well, put the guitar down for a minute and learn not to use your hands so much and just tell the story through the song and the lyrics and to not, don't be so animated. Stop it. So I had to put the guitar down for a while to just get that together. And once I felt comfortable enough to tell a story without me using the machinations of my hands all over the place like a flopping fish out of a church, I picked the guitar back up and I noticed that my playing was a lot better because I gave my voice and my playing space between the songs.
Okay. All right. And you played the guitar in the band in the last show at the 59 East 59th, and you're playing the guitar, one presumes, in your own show, Cross That River, 59 East 59th Street, opens on November 30th and plays through December 31st. It's a jazz western.
It is.
Because these songs that you've been doing, you hear jazz colorings and chordings and rhythms and just the inflection in your voice. And it ain't Marty Robbins. It ain't Streets of El Paso.
Oh, my God. What a song, huh?
But, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that's not what you're doing. Now, do you identify so much with this music, with this story?
Oh, my God, yeah.
In your own life?
I think there's a lot of me in it. Of course, I haven't been out west, and you know, I've not ridden Broncos in that. But yeah, I look at it as it's an adventure because my life up to this point musically has been an adventure. You know, I've done different things, and I do. I really do. I see myself in it. I love horse, you know, and I was raised by people of color. But that's hello, yeah, and. I was raised by a woman and a man who believed that you could do anything, as we all were taught, coming from wherever you come from. You're in America now, and you could do whatever you want to do, just work hard, study hard, blah, 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 blah. And that seems to have been forgotten because of the Jim Crow laws and that's been clouded it over. And I went back and found out that during that period of time, like I said, the 20 years, there was a friend of mine who's a Westerner, he's a rancher, I go out there all the time. He said, you know what, Alan? The reason why it was equal out here, because a horse and a cow don't care what color you are. You can rope, you can ride, that's where it was. And the trail boss, he believed in that. He had no time for racial things on the trail. You know, it was about getting those cattle there. And it didn't matter what color you are, if you can get the job done, you had the job. It was only to the advent of the railroad coming out that there's just eliminated a lot of the jobs for the African Americans because they didn't need them to drive cattle those distances to get them to the rail markets.
The evolution of history and all these things that change and change people.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't gone down to the Sabine River just to cross it, just to feel what it's like?
Michael, you are about the 80,000th person that have said that. And I'm thinking about it. I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you've been working on this for years.
I might have to go down there, man. I hear it's a tributary of the Red River, you know. So the Red River comes down and joins it. So I might have to do it.
Well, and that's... Probably the Red River is the greatest of all cattle drive movies. Oh,
John Wayne, in that great movie, man.
Yeah.
And who Cliff?
Montgomery Clift.
Oh, my goodness. What a great movie, man.
Yeah. You have this other album that's also a Western called Cry of the Thunderbird.
It's a continuation of that one. It has some of the songs on that are in the play also. And I've written maybe like close to 40 songs. So... I've tried to pick a few here and there that make sense to my listeners. Because sometimes, with anything, you get close to the fire. You're too close to your own fire. And songs that I think are good really don't tell the whole story in other people's minds because I don't have time to really explain it to them. So I decided to do another CD, another record, based upon the continuation of the story. What happened to him after he left the plantation? We know he became a cowboy, Ripiyayokaye. But now there's different characters out there with him. You know, there's mail order women. There's homesteaders who are and the homesteaders were mad because of the cattlemen coming through their property. And there's also disgruntled Confederate soldiers who all of a sudden now their land and their pride is gone. And now they're out there riding alongside of dark men. It's a lot of things happen.
Well, whip out the title song here.
Okay.
What is the cry of the Thunderbird?
I was doing, this is really weird. A few years ago, I was in Snowmass, and I got invited by Michael Martin Murphy. Remember him, Wildfire? They ran, called him Wildfire.
Right.
He does a Western thing. He's like, believe it or not, he's like a modern-day Buffalo Bill.
Okay.
And since we're in there, and he has a mountain men. It's called the Frontier Days, and it's a big, big deal. He travels around the country with it, and he invited me. And not only were there mountain men there, there was some young singers singing, trick riders, horse riders, but also there was a faction of maybe 200 or 300 Native Americans there, all in war paint, different tribes, ranging from Sioux, Crow, Blackfeet, Comanche, Paiute, some Nez Perce. And they were there for the show. He said, well, you should do a few songs, Alan, during the show. I said, I'd be honored to. And I went up to Snowmass, about a couple thousand people in front of me, and I did some of the songs and got a rousing applause out of some of them. And I did Buffalo Soldiers, you know. Buffalo soldier fighting men rode for the army to clean up the land. Nobody messed with the 9th and the 10th from the Kansas Plains and the Rio Grande. And I did that song, and all the white folks and the black folks were there, clapped and applauded it. I looked over into the side where the Native Americans were seated. Not one of them clapped. Not one of them clapped. Not only did they clap, there was this absent stare up at the stage. So I wrote it off, you know. That night there was a cantina, you know, everyone ate underneath this big tent. It was wonderful barbecue. And one of the Paiute chief came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder, and he said, hey, Bob, I said, what's up? He said, the show was good, but that one song, I said, Buffalo Soldier, said, yeah, did you like it? He said, well, the song was nice, but if you notice, I'm going to give you a little something to take home with. The Plains, the horse tribe people were not fans of the Buffalo Soldiers. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, the Buffalo Soldiers were more or less the Dobermans of the cavalry. They sent them out to look for us, and because of their ability, because of their abuse, they were slaves, their hardships and that. You know, these West Point guys couldn't do it. They found us. I said, really? He said, yeah. So we have a bad taste in our mouth about the Buffalo Soldiers. I decided to go back and write this song called Cry the Thunderbird. It's a scene in the play where Blue, he's a rancher now. He's older. He's done the cattle drives and he has a little money. Some Buffalo Soldiers come to water their horses at his property, his spread. And they've lost. They're after a renegade band of Comanches that escaped from Fort Sill. This is about 1874, right during the Indian Wars. And they ask them to help them find them because it's on his property. They go to the Canadian River and they find the Native Americans. They tie them and shackle them. And the next morning, they're going to take them back to Fort Sill. Now, he's hanging out with them in the morning. And as he wakes up, he sees across the river a wagon train of ex-slaves going up to Kansas to free territory the government has given them. And it's a very poignant moment. He's looking at these dark Buffalo soldiers putting these Indians back into servitude, and there's a free blacks across the river, and there's these black cowboys looking at them. It's a very poignant moment, and the song is called Cry the Thunderbird. Wind is blowing, across my brown face, we are going, from that killing place, oh we travel, soldiers white and black,
come to take us. But we won't go back. Took our weapons, now we can't hunt game. Killed our ponies, trail of tears and pain. Oh, we traveled. Over Missouri Breeze, come to take us, but we just can't wait. Ooh, ooh, oh, ooh.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's a cry of the Thunderbird, and that's the title track from one of the 10 albums of Alan Harris. He's been playing also some songs from Cross That River, an album, and now on stage. Now, this is the first time on stage for Cross That River?
The first time with this group. Before, I did it in Aspen with a wonderful young lady, a friend of Pat's, by the way. They danced together. She was the vice president of equity. And she said, I want to bring it out to Aspen, because she was head of Aspen Theater, Paige Price. She said, would you bring it out? I said, well, it's not really ready. This was 4 years ago. I said, it's not ready. I mean, I can come out myself and play it. She said, no, you got to come out and do the story. I read the story, Alan. I said, oh, boy. So she begged, she threatened Pat. Pat said, you're going to take it out. I said, who did I bring? Can I bring my band? I'm about a cast. I said, just don't bring the cast. Just bring your band. Whoa. So I came out, and as I walked into the theater, we were supposed to meet at 3 o'clock. I got there at 4. I walked into the theater. There were 17 people lined up singing Cross That River for me. It was the road cast of Les Miserables.
Wow.
They had 2 weeks off, and they were 2 weeks in Aspen, and she convinced them to do it with me. So we did 5 or 6 days it was wonderful. It was a moving experience for me to hear them bring these songs to life, these people with these voices. So that was really the first time. And we sat down with her, and she said, you know, you need to really delve into the story a little bit more. It's It's a song and dance now, which is fine, Alan. But if you're going to go into the theater world with it, which I'm a neophyte, you know, I'm a jazz cat. He said, what you need to do is really find a dramaturgist, you know this.
And
sit down with him and flush out all these characters and put it in a very theater motif. I said, okay. So that's where we're at now, with 59th Street, a few years later.
Cross That River. It opens November 30th at 59 East 59th, that theater. And you can get the album already. You don't have to worry about pulling off a cast album because you already have a, in effect, cast
album. But you know
album.
What? I'm going to do one with these people. It's wonderful.
Tell us again. These people have been great today.
Oh, my. This is on cajon and drums and everything. And matter of fact, she's my MD. She's my musical director.
There you go.
Yeah. She's powerful. Women powerful. Women power. Okay. This is Shirazette Tennant. And over here on keyboards, piano, synthesizer, just all sorts of stuff is Mickey Hayama. And we have Seth Johnson on guitar, Alan Grubner on violin, and a bass player named Jay White. His brother is Corey Henry.
All right, all right. And Carolyn Lenhart is in there. She was telling me about it. Yep. She said, I'm not used to having to act when I'm singing.
So. She's doing a great job, man. She's bringing all that Steely Dan stuff she knows to
there
the table.
There you go, there you go.
Her harmonies and Maya Azazena.
And Cross That River is going to open on November 30th at 59 East 59th Street. And that's going to open on November 30th and play through New Year's Eve. And it's Alan's show, a musical all about black cowboys. And it's just wonderful. The album is already recorded, and you can get that and so much more where?
iTunes.
No record stores anymore, it seems, but you can get it. You can get it.
AlanHarris.com.
There you
Sorry.
Go. And Love Productions. I still think it's amazing that you managed to get Love Productions before anybody else got to copyright it.
I know. Well, that's Pat. She is a wherewithal to do that stuff.
So I remember you came to Mohonk a couple of times for me at the Jazz Festival. And actually last year I called you up because we started on Thursday. We didn't know who was going to show up at this on a Thursday night. And we always started on Friday night. And I thought, well, who can I get who will just be really entertaining no matter who's in the place? They're going to all hear and come and you whipped it out. So
it was fun.
That was a great fun. But the first time you were there was this tribute. You recorded a tribute to Tony Bennett.
I did.
Who had been something of a mentor to you and Bill Evans. And so since you're here, would you sing something, anything, a ballad, your other life as a singer?
Okay.
Whip it out. You're jazz musician.
Okay, I love it. All right, let's see what we can do up in there.
You know, I remember you.
Yeah. You know.
Okay, all right. I'll let her play. She's such a marvelous instrumentalist. Was it in Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an hour or so. I recall that I saw your smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said, I love you too. I do. Didn't you know?
I remember too, a distant bell and stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, I'll simply tell them I remember you.
Mickey Hyama at the piano and Alan Harris. For decades now, one of the singers Unlimited. I always like to say thanks for bopping by, but since your new show is all cowboys, thanks for galloping by.
Yeah, baby. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for having me, man.